CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution writing at The Hill about Nord Stream 2, the very large project to carry natural gas to Germany to be distributed throughout the European Union. The question here is, Nord Stream 2 is a Russian-German construction going forward. Why? Given the overreach by the Kremlin all these years, and most particularly turning on the detention and persecution and torture of one young man, Alexei Navalny, who represents opposition to Vladimir Putin, there has been no response from the Biden administration, despite what you would say are clear violations of human rights. The expectation was we were going to see something about Nord Stream 2, some remark by the Biden administration that this cannot go forward as long as the Kremlin is a bad actor. But, Paul, a very good evening to you. We have Nord Stream 2. We have Navalny. Now we have the Belarus affair, which will play itself out, although it's strikingly parallel, similar to the Navalny affair. What is your opinion of Nord Stream 2 at this moment? Why did the Biden administration choose not to block it or in some way organize a rejection of Nord Stream 2? Good day to you.
Good day, John. We have been waiting for the Biden response to Nord Stream 2 for quite a while. We spent a lot of time focusing on Biden's remark that Nord Stream 2 is not good for Europe, so it was expected that there would be some real sanctions imposed on those people building Nord Stream 2 and even Nord Stream 2's headquarters in Switzerland. If the U.S. puts such sanctions on companies that care about international rules and financial regulations, we could really stop Nord Stream 2. But when push came to shove, the announcement came out of Washington, to everyone's surprise, I would note, that we're going to waive sanctions on Nord Stream 2. The reason given for this action was, Trump had been tough on Germany. Germany wants Nord Stream 2, so let's give Germany Nord Stream 2. Our relations will be repaired. And by the way, we will give Vladimir Putin a big bone, and maybe he will join Biden in some summit where they will discuss weighty matters of the world. To me, this is approaching farce.
Paul, because we have an ongoing drama here, the Belarus affair and the Navalny affair, I want to spend a moment with what Putin has learned from the Trump administration and the Biden administration. What he's learned is human rights is important to the White House, but not enough to act upon it in some important fashion. Do you expect there to be more incidents like Navalny and Belarus going forward? Is this open season on dissent in Russia and the Russian Federation?
Let me say that what has to divide this into two parts. One is Belarus. What is not widely known is the fact that basically Belarus is being managed by Russia. So if you look at the radio and television stations, if you look at the security forces, et cetera, these are occupied by Russian specialists. So in effect, although Lukashenko is still president of Belarus, Belarus is a satellite of Vladimir Putin. And that's ongoing, and that explains why this passenger jet was diverted from its flight to Vilnius back to Minsk, which is an act of piracy. I don't know the international rules, but it's definitely a very serious violation of international law. So that's what's going on in in Belarus. It's under the tight control of Russia, just like the so-called Donetsk republics are under the control of Moscow. So if we go now to Russia itself, what you describe is going on daily. There's been a serious purge of the Navalny team, which was trying to work for democratic outcomes in the provinces, particularly in Siberia. So virtually every day, another Navalny person is arrested, another flees, and so on. So this is ongoing. There are elections, national elections coming up in Russia. There is, of course, the German election in September, which has great implications. So a lot of this is preparation for these elections. But what this shows is Putin is now no longer tolerant of any kind of dissent. He was somewhat tolerant, but then he decided if he allows this to go on, it could get very serious. So it's a mess all around.
Paul, you report in The Hill that most of the European Union, perhaps all of it except for Germany, will oppose Nord Stream 2. Was that not
Correct.
A consideration? Was that not a consideration for the White House? We have about a minute. Did they not puzzle about the fact that if the EU's against it, how can we let it go?
Their logic is Trump didn't treat the rest of Europe as he treated Germany, you know, where he was telling the Germans they need to ante up on their NATO contributions. I think it's the fact that the Germans were quite vocal about this. The support for Nord Stream 2 is just about everywhere except in the Green Party. And I should note, if the Green Party is part of the ruling coalition or perhaps names a chancellor, that could be the end of Nord Stream. And so we should pay attention to September.
Paul, 30 seconds. Can we expect more incidents like Navalny?
Well, the problem is there are no more Navalny's. So you can't have an incident if the person does not exist anymore. Navalny is put away in a prison. We're not going to hear from him for a very long time, if at all. So the answer is there are no more Navalny's.
Okay.
Putin has achieved his goal.
Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, writing at The Hill. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.